Speaking on this program is Joe Ware.
I can think of nothing better for Christian people to do when the Lord's day begins to come to an end in terms of at least the sun going down, than to assemble in the fashion that you have this evening, so that we can concentrate on things that are truly important, and that we can pillow our heads tonight knowing that we did our best today to worship our Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth, and you are doing the right thing by being here. I appreciate so much the brief Bible reading, honoring God who spoke and made light. And I'm thankful for the beautiful lesson we had this morning, where Brother Tom so ably brought to us as a reminder again the inspiration of the Bible and the infallibility of it, the truthfulness of it. He proved it with internal evidence and with external evidence. And I can think of no better way to cap off a beautiful day of worshiping our Creator through Jesus Christ than tonight to thank God for Jesus Christ. The purpose of this lesson this evening will be to re-encourage, to reinstate in your hearts your Bible minds, as Brother Colley says, the great truth that God gave us, Jesus Christ. Typically, when I'm speaking in congregations around this area, I always make it a point to speak on some doctrinal issues, because the church is so terribly troubled in so many quarters. But tonight, I want to build you up, if I can, with God's Word about our thanksgiving that the God of heaven gave us Jesus Christ. Don't you like gifts? Every person over 12 in this room, don't you try to fool me or yourself. You've gone to that mailbox or the post office sometimes and you've thought, maybe, just maybe, today is the day I'll get the real notification of that $1 million check from Reader's Digest. Oh, you've done it. What a gift. Maybe you can't have that gift. Maybe an inheritance that would pay off your mortgage and maybe put a little retirement nest egg over. Maybe that won't happen either. Well, Greg, we can dream for enough to send the kid to college. And in the event that doesn't happen, we could hope for a gift, maybe a nice gift from our husband or wife, or maybe just a hug and a thank you from a child. I want us tonight to take some scriptures from God's Word and give thanks for the greatest gift the world has ever known or will ever know. You know why I kept my wedding band? You kept yours? Because what a gift. A gift full of hope and promise and trust and faith. Every one of us loves a nice gift. And yet all the gifts on this earth, all that our imaginations could describe, pale when we think of the gift that God gave us. Though this may have become trite in our minds, John 3:16 is still true. For God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. it's still true. And I hope it never gets worn out in your minds. And in fact, brethren and friends, the world cannot understand this gift. And I challenge your minds this evening that it takes a maturing, honest, growing, concerned child of God to begin to fathom the great gift of Jesus Christ to this world and to you and to me in particular. Because God loved us so much. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:9-10. God says throughout eternity, I sent my Son for you. And I believe sometimes we get so caught up in day-to-day living that we forget that God sent His Son in my stead. That God sent His Son to the cross instead of you. Because He loves us so much. So I'm thankful that God gave us Jesus Christ. And I know as you bring this day to a close, as we think about the blessings that God will give us tomorrow, if so be that we breathe tomorrow, we may contemplate the greatest gift of all time. Secondly, brethren, friends, as we consider our thankfulness for God sending Jesus Christ to the world, I'm thankful and you're thankful that God did this because Jesus Christ is the source of all truth. Jesus Christ is the source of all truth. The Bible says He is. I believe He is, and I am content to let God speak. And while we're talking about this thing called truth, our Heavenly Father did not say a truth. And the Bible does not say some truth. God's Word says that He sent through Jesus Christ all truth. In John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld, that is, we saw His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I thank God for that, brethren and friends. In John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That settles it. Brother Ware, why should you speak about being thankful that God sent Jesus? In that Jesus was the giver of all truth. I'll tell you why. Jesus says it's truth that will make us free. Free from the clutches of Satan. Free from our own devices. Free from certain eternal punishment. And free forever in Jesus Christ as long as we believe and trust and obey and do His will. Jesus said in John 8:32, to those which believed on Him, according to the King James Version, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Again, Jesus said in John 14:6 to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man cometh to the Father but by me. I know people today who don't value truth. I know people that I work with who do not value truth. I know people who claim to be religious who aren't ashamed of deceiving other people. And yet our Heavenly Father, the one who made all of us, and the one who made everything that is, has told us through His inspired, infallible Word that the truth makes us free and saves us from sin. Thirdly, I'm thankful that God sent Jesus Christ to this world because Jesus Christ is the very epitome of God's love. I'm just a scruffy old person. I don't know how to understand God's love. And sometimes as we go helter-skelter through life, we forget what it means to sacrifice and love so much. And I'm almost loath to use this example, but it's been so long since I had really thought about sacrificing love until we had a little grandson come along to remind us a little bit of what that means. And yet, good people in this wonderful congregation, God's love for us is so enormous. And God's love for us is so sincere and so true that He wants none of us to be lost. In Romans 5 and 6, inspiration writes these words, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." What love! In the very next verse, listen as inspiration writes further, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." This is written to us. In 1 John 3 and 1, I can't say the things that God can say. God puts them so beautifully. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." And I'm not ashamed to say, ladies, the daughters of God. Therefore, this verse says, "The world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." It's easy to count the reasons we're thankful that God sent Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that God gave us Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the love of God for those He made in His image. Again, we note in 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, one more time, "And this was manifested or made known, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. These aren't just merely words, but the Holy Spirit has directed faithful men to pen these for our use and for our eternal good. I'm thankful that God sent us Jesus Christ. Fourthly, I thank God for Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ adds quality of life. Or quality to life, if you prefer that. And oh, how this world, and oh, how faithful Christians today need quality of life. Any of you ever get stressed at work? Any of you work in a world that's pretty stressed? I noted just a few hours ago as I had the TV turned on to CNN headline news, not paying a lot of attention to the details. And I looked up and saw a little 6.5-month-old glued to the TV screen. And they were showing the shooting and hating and killing in the Near East. Can you imagine what this world would be like without Jesus Christ? It is dark enough, even with the wonderful influence of children of God. But can you fathom the anger and the chaos, the rebellion and the hatred and the killing that is rampant enough were it not for the presence of the influence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I'm thankful that Jesus Christ adds quality to life. We live in a world full of pressures. We see sin and sorrow and failure around us daily. We see the sadness of life. We see good people going bad. We see bad people calling right wrong and wrong right. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, still welcomes all humanity home when He says, "Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." It's still Bible. And it's still true. I'm thankful that God sent Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ gives quality of life. All of you are familiar with the 4th chapter of Philippians. And I love, as I know you do, verse 7 when the apostle wrote, "And the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Let us not be ashamed to lay our burdens on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. And let us be thankful by the way we live and by the way we trust God. And by the way we serve in the church, for the majestic gift that God has given us in His Son, Christ Jesus. And further we read in Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Jesus Christ does add quality to my life and your life, and I'm thankful for that. There are other reasons that we can be thankful that God gave us Jesus Christ, and let me cite one or two more. I'm thankful that God's gift to all humanity is free. This isn't a good illustration. I'm thankful that God's gift to us is free. You go to the grocery store and try to get a free carton of, a cart of groceries. Try to get a free tank of gas. The the absolute promise of salvation to those who faithfully obey is free. And that was made possible when God sent His Son to die on the cross. In Romans 5 and 15, the Scriptures say, "But not as of the offense, so also is the free gift." Also is the free gift. Thank God for the unspeakable joy and gift of Jesus Christ. And we add to this list of thanksgiving, brethren and friends, the fact that God's gift of Jesus Christ was given to those who did not deserve it. I've never met a human being, and you've never met a human being who deserved the gift that God gave us. Who deserves salvation? Who has earned it? I thank God that when we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and obey His word, that God counts us as perfect. That God counts us as cleansed through His grace. When we, through faith, obey. Once again, we read Romans 5, verses 6 through 8, and understand the great gift that God gave when He died for people who did not deserve it. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I shall never forget the picture. This airline doesn't even exist anymore. I believe it was National Airlines. Or maybe it was another that's unimportant to this point. I shall never, as long as I live, forget a picture of that man injured and bleeding in that icy water when the plane was already almost fully submerged. Handing broken people to those in the rescue helicopter from those icy waters. And we finally sank to his death. And yet the great love he has and the sacrifice he had does not compare to what God has done through Jesus Christ for us this evening. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let us never forget our part. Brethren, I'm also thankful that we ought never, that we absolutely must never lose God's gift. A few months ago, Brother Bishop, I was in a panic. Not unusual for me. Because I thought I had lost a little pocket knife. A pocket knife was mentioned this morning. It was not mine. And this is not the one that was lost. But this is a wonderful symbolic gift from my wife. I thought I lost it by being careless. But one of us found it. I didn't want to lose the little gift that means so much to me. And brethren, those who are in Christ Jesus this evening, in this room, do not lose God's gift. The pressure from the world is constant. And if the Bible teaches anything of value to Christians, it is the warning not to lose the gift of salvation that we find through obeying the gospel and living in accordance with the will of God. Let us do everything within our power not to lose the gift. The Apostle Paul, through inspiration, wrote some 2,000 years ago, almost, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you." Galatians 3 and 1. Do not lose the gift, brethren. What will it be that I might allow to distract my faith? Will it be seeking for worldly acclaim? Will it be seeking money and wealth? Will it be seeking prestige and power and eminence among people? Will I give in to immorality? Will it be pride? Will it be station in life? Will it be pleasure? It need not be any of these. And that's the great beauty of faithfulness to the church, is that the great gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, through the gospel plan of salvation that's offered to all humanity, that we for the most part have accepted, is something that we ought to give our very lives for, to not lose. Tens of thousands today in the brotherhood are turning their backs on the simple and profound truth of the Bible. Many are going back into the world, but brethren, you and I do not need to make such a disastrous decision. Let us not lose the gift that God has given us. And we close with this comment. Let's just remember that every part of God's Word reminds us beautifully of the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2, and this lesson is yours. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Thank God for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. And let us be unashamed to show by the way we live our gratitude to everyone around us. May God give us the courage, and may we, through study, attain the faith that will always appreciate the marvelous gift of Jesus Christ that the God of heaven has given to us and to all in this world who will take of it freely. It's so simple to do the will of our Heavenly Father.